Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we eat breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Okay, Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
Marmite on toast.
Cool. Owen, what did you have for breakfast today?
I warmed up a bit of pizza.
Really? Nice. I had Marmite on toast too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Would you warm up pizza or would you just eat it cold?
Right, I did something the other day that will change your world. Okay. Right, with pizza, leftover pizza, I always have it cold. But the other day, I looked up how to reheat pizza, and what you use is a skillet.
I don't know what that is. Is it a fish?
No.
Like a flat...
fish.
No, it's like a frying pan with ridges in it.
Like a fish?
No.
It's a fish.
I'll show you one. I've got one, right? It's like a really heavy frying pan with ridges in it. And what you do, you put butter on the pizza.
Keep talking.
Right, on the side which has your toppings.
Because it wasn't unhealthy enough already.
Turn it face down on the skillet. Cook it for like 2 minutes, and it's unbelievable. It just tastes like fresh pizza.
Yeah, because if you put it in the microwave, it can go a bit...
Yeah, it goes dry and it shrivels and stuff.
I still found it perfectly acceptable.
Well, next time you have some leftover pizza, bring it round here, and we'll skillet it.
It's quite a journey.
Have to half your food intake.
Skillet.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a real thing.
I would eat pizza cold. I wouldn't have thought to heat it up.
No, I would normally.
I would like it cold. Like it wasn't. It was a double-edged question because I quite like it both ways.
Okay.
I do. I do like heating up Chinese though.
That's the worst thing you can ever do.
No. Only the rice. No, it's only rice. Only rice you're not supposed to eat.
I reheat rice all the time.
What the fuck?
As long as you do it until it's piping hot, it's fine.
Nah, that's not advice you want to give out on this.
I'm still standing. So. It's absolutely fine. In fact, I did it yesterday.
How are you feeling right now?
I've got stomachache. But that's because I didn't just eat loads of cake, but that would be why I've got stomachache.
Did I tell you the Marmite fact?
Where Marmite came from?
No, it's not where Marmite came from. Well, it kind of is. Right, the guy that invented Marmite, do you know why it was invented?
Because they wanted a tasty, tasty spread?
No, it's because, like, they were making beer... And they wanted something to, like the yeast was just being thrown away. So this guy...
That's another word I don't like.
This yeast.
Yeah.
So was it yeast, moist and...
Flesh. Don't put all three
moist
together.
Moist, yeast, flesh.
So I mean, they're the words. They're like the triad of bad words.
So he thought, I can do something with this. So he got the yeast and then he extracted, because it's yeast extract, isn't it? Whatever the fuck that means. And he made Marmite, right? And that was his thing. But then do you know what he invented a couple of years later?
Sandwich toast.
Bofrill.
No, better than that.
Chocolate. No. Oh, wait, no.
Peanut butter.
No.
Bacon.
No. You don't invent bacon.
Toblerone.
No.
Just tell us.
Corned beef.
That's like the worst thing you can
but
invent.
What a fucking double that is. Like, the guy invented those two things.
I think he jumped the shark. Why would you invent corned beef?
Do you not like corned beef?
No.
Why?
Because it's the worst of all sandwich fillings.
What the fuck?
You're getting confused with tuna. That's the worst of all sandwich fillings.
The
thing is, that's a fascinating fact, but after your clear Marmite debacle, I'm not sure I can believe you.
Well, we'll look it up in a minute. Okay, right, in the news, Owen, this might be something that would interest you.
If it's to do with spiders, then just please don't tell me.
This month, the weather reports from down under are downright terrible for arachnophobes.
Oh, why?
That's because the story has literally been raining spiders in part of Australia.
What?
Like baby spiders have been in a cloud, and then it's been raining.
What actually living in a cloud? It's not Mario.
They make massive, like, funnel webs really high, and then they drop. Onto people, and it basically rains spiders. I saw that, and I wasn't going to tell you, but...
Are we not even allowed to talk about spiders?
Well, it's just... Why? Why is that a thing?
I'm still not really sure, but like, but you told me, like, I know you're bad with spiders, but you told me that you never even watched Spider-Man, because there'll be a spider in it.
Oh, no, I have watched Spider-Man, but like... when that bit at the beginning of the first one happens, like, I can't watch that.
I want to do a little test with you at some point.
Don't.
You don't know what it is yet.
If it's to do with
what I want to do, I want to get like some pictures of spiders. You don't even like pictures.
I don't like
do
pictures.
No,
of
so
like,
I want to do. I
it
want
takes get, my breath away. I'll make myself jump if I accidentally see one.
I want to get some pictures of spiders. Like it'll start off like a slideshow, and it'll start off like a tiny, tiny little spider.
Worst slideshow
which you
ever.
Which you wouldn't be scared of. And I want to see what size it has to get to. I'll be holding them up in front of you.
I reckon it's probably above the size of 5 pence piece.
Really?
As a picture.
Yeah. So anything lower than that, you probably
like in real life, like anything goes, like. I'm out.
But so if you saw a tiny little spider just crawling along in
there, if we're in this country and I knew it was just like a money spider, I'd probably ask you to remove it from my vicinity.
But also, yeah, the smaller size does matter, I think. Doesn't matter when it comes to spiders. Do you not remember in the flat when you brought home that terrifying deathly spider from another country and we trapped it?
Why did you bring that home? You don't even like spiders.
I've literally blocked this from my mind. Yeah, what are you talking about?
You had your suitcase and then Nick and I were in the kitchen and there was this like horrendously like bright orange coloured little tiny spider. And there was like a conversation of, oh yeah, they were telling me that there were like horrific spiders. And then you standard just went out and left. So me and Nick trapped the spider underneath this thing. And then we went off and like did our own thing thinking we'll like call someone and dispose of the spider. And we came back and the glass had been moved. And we were convinced for ages that
the spider was really, really strong.
No, I think it was like a crossover point maybe. Maybe it wasn't Eagle, but somebody else was kind of around. And we were terrified that it was going to kill us. And then Will and I found it. I took it out into the dumpster and then I was really scared I was going to read a story like, local woman gets eaten by spider.
What? I must have literally like blocked this from my mind completely because that sounds horrific. I wouldn't have gone back. Did I not come back for a while?
Yeah, you went for days.
Okay, good.
I mean, phobia-wise, like, I'm not too bad with spiders. Not as bad as you. I don't like them.
They're horrible.
But I've got some other weird ones. Like
balloons.
I bet I know balloons is a weirder one.
But balloons is one, but the other one is like really weird and it's other people's sandwiches. If I was at work or at school, and like someone opens their packed lunchbox and they've got their sandwiches and they're wrapped up and stuff, when they take them out, it really creeps me out. Other people's sandwiches made by someone else just weird me out.
That's an odd thing to be scared of.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I'm like, what's that?
I've got a weirder one. Look at that guy. Look at this. This is an actual thing. Anatidophobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
To be fair, when you pair it with that picture, that's. It's a bit of an odd one.
Imagine, who gets that phobia? Like, say like, that you're right and there is a duck watching you.
What is it, watching you?
What's
like,
the worst thing that can happen?
No, but I mean, like, when it says somewhere in the world, it would imply that the duck has got, like, some sort of CCTV and, like, like he's watching you through a monitor.
Yeah, maybe.
That would creep me out.
That would creep me out if there was a duck, like, watching me through a laptop.
I don't know what, yeah, you know of my weird fear, my Morris dancer fear. But I don't think I have. I think I'm quite brave.
What I'm going to do, Steph, I'm going to bring in some pictures of Morris dancers, and there's going to be a little tiny one to start with.
It's annoying. I reckon the smaller the worse.
Yeah, because then he could like jump in and like stay in my room and wouldn't like it.
Houses.
Yeah, that would terrify me.
Morris dancer party. Is any of this news?
I don't even think we're doing news, are we?
Yeah, this was supposed to be news, man.
All right, okay.
Okay.
You had that thing.
What, fat people?
Whoa.
It wasn't, no, like, in the news, it's saying that apparently it's very easy to be fat in Britain. We're one of the fattest countries in Europe. There's 6,500 weight loss operations. Only a third of their five a day.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us...
But I also read somewhere that the dad bod is in.
Yeah, the dad bod is in.
So is that...
Kind of it both ways, do you know what I mean? I've been waiting for that for years.
No, well, I'm not. I'm a fan because I think I'd rather...
Yeah, you are.
I would rather look at someone and know that I could go for a curry with them without worrying that they'd be like, oh, too many macros for one day.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's the same...
Cool curry.
It's the same thing that... It's the same principle that, like, if so... I think it's like, if you're in a relationship... I think if I don't have ridiculously high standards for you, you can't expect me to look like a Victoria's Secret model. So it's like a balance thing, I think.
Okay, what about the beach body on the tube thing?
Oh, yeah, that's where it came from.
The beach. Did you see that?
No.
There was this big... there was this campaign on the Underground about with some hot chick, and like it was just a slogan saying, are you... Like beach body ready. Beach ready.
Oh, yeah.
And like there was all these outcries and loads of people graffitied it saying, I have a body, I'm going to go to the beach, therefore I am ready and all this stuff. And there was like outrage about
it. Yeah, because it's about supplements. I think it's a fine line for me because I don't like, I think being body positive and everything is good. I think if people are comfortable, that's really good. And I don't think anyone should be forced to look one certain way. But I don't like people advocating a really unhealthy lifestyle. Like when you get like, when you get like really, really obese, like men and women, like this is just me, deal with it. Like girls should be able to do what they want. Yeah, but you're gonna die when you're like 35 from a heart attack. So I think there's
Wow. Have you ever a pretty strict exercise regime in terms of that?
Well, I'd rock out. That's my exercise. Rock out. And like, to be fair, I sweat a lot more than you. I move around a lot more than you when I rock out. So you have to do that thing. You have to do that personal training thing in the week. I just rock out a lot heavier at the weekend.
I think the reason that I don't sweat as much when I'm doing the rocking out is probably like a balance thing between the rest of my life.
Oh.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. I think people should.
I play tennis and badminton and stuff.
What, in the 90s?
When was the last time you played tennis?
Probably about 3 weeks.
Didn't you once tell me you could enter the Olympics?
You said that you could enter the Olympics as for GB as a like a volleyball person.
No, I never said that. Yeah, you said if you wanted to.
You said you could enter Wimbledon.
If I entered Wimbledon, I'd win at least 3 or 4 games.
Sounds. How is that feasible? And it's not feasable for me to score a goal for Man United.
Because I'm really good at tennis.
Let's put this to the test.
All right. You play for Man United, I'll enter Wimbledon. I would win 3 or 4 games off some qualifier in the first round.
I'm going to play you at tennis.
All right.
Oh, okay, this could be fun.
Okay.
Should we do it now?
We need like a challenge noise, like breakfast bag challenge.
Yeah, we should. Let's get on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you were going to enter the next Olympics. Was it the last this Olympics?
We went just gone. We missed our window.
Yeah, but we were going to enter as the volleyball.
Yeah, I think team. If we enter it next time, we might end up being long shots.
But yeah, we like. There's definitely stuff you can do in the Olympics. There's stuff like now. there's stuff now that I'm pretty sure if I just put in like a few months of practice, I'd be good enough to be in the Olympics. What?
Curling.
Yeah, like you could do that. You could be one of the brush people on curling, couldn't you?
Would you want to be a champion curler?
But being a brusher isn't a sport, is it?
You still get a medal.
Do you? I thought that was like the equivalent of being a ball boy.
No. They're all part of a team. It's like a 3-man team. One of them throws it. That's
the most intense cleaning up job ever.
A 3-man team. We could do it. You could be the thrower and me and Owen will brush.
I'd be well good at throwing.
Okay.
Should we enter it? The Olympics?
Yeah, okay. Done. You heard it here first.
Okay. There is stuff in the Olympics, though, that's just bullshit, isn't it? Like, you could easily do it.
Oh.
There's darts in it now. I've imagined that, haven't I? Yeah. Like, archery. Like, you'd be able to learn archery. Shooting. Shooting's just lining up.
The one thing which I always thought is, you know how you, like, that the whole green, like, the lawn bowls thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you never see anyone under the age of about 77 doing it? Like, if you were to start that, rather than starting it at, like, 65, if you started it in your 20s...
I know people my age would play it. You'd be
a
hot
shot. Yeah, I've got a little admission... Here. I played that when I was about 15.
You guys are mixing in the wrong circles. What are you talking about?
I used to play that when I was 15 for probably about 2 years.
The engine, well, it's like Patank. The engine have a Patank.
Patank is different. See, Patank.
No, I'm talking proper bowls on a green. I used to play that when I was 15.
See, they've got dress codes. They won't let you in.
Well, no, when I was 15, I was quite smart.
I think also the reason that.
Because they were the same clothes. Just a lot newer.
If it's if you play bowls, you need the patience. So I think if somebody our age entered it, they'd be like, oh, fuck this. And then throw it really hard. And they'd be rubbish.
We're not teenagers.
Fuck this!
Okay, I think that's all the news that's happened in the world then.
Yeah.
Is that news? Okay. Okay, we just watched the Mission Impossible 5. Rogue something or other trailer, and I'd like the Mission Impossible films, and I think that trailer was brilliant. I'll tell you for why before you comment. It didn't give too much away, not like the Terminator trailer, which seemed to show you way too much shit.
I think it probably gave quite a lot away.
Nah, it gave nothing away.
I really liked that they bring back the Fugees.
Really or not?
What's the Fugee?
Yeah. What?
She thought it was some sort of baddie, like the band.
Fugees.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. I thought, like, yeah, it was a thing, like a Terminator. Like.
We must stop the Fugees.
Yeah, that's not like worst name ever.
Yeah, I'm well looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm...
You haven't seen the last one, have you?
No, I think the last one I saw was the second one. Did John Woo do that one? Where hair waving in the wind and stuff on the beach.
Like, the way it goes is 1, 3, 4, they're the three that you need to watch.
Just not go 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, just like two as far as I'm concerned. I liked doesn't exist.
It, and I've seen it, and I liked it.
Well, you'll love 3 and 4.
Okay. Well, is it as good as James Bond?
Yeah.
I
love Tom Cruise.
Tom Seymour. You like him as a
character. He's like 70 years old or something now, and he looks amazing.
He's not as old as that.
No, he's 50 something, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looks amazing. Just so he's like, maybe he has got it right with the Scientology.
Yeah,
probably but about the fact that he's really rich.
If you compare him to someone like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he looks better than him, yeah.
No.
Yeah, of course he does.
No.
Brad Pitt looks like a tramp.
Not anymore. He went through that trampy phase.
It's probably for a role. He's a real actor, like, none like Tom Cruise's. All of his films.
Don't slag off Tom Cruise.
I'm not going to slag him off. I'm just.
He will. He's got people that can get us.
Have you seen that Rich Hall sketch that he does about Tom Cruise? Basically, where he just kind of analyses every Tom Cruise film, and he just says about how whatever the film is about, like Tom Cruise, he's an average like jet pilot or race car driver, and like he's pretty good, and he sort of goes along, and then at some point he'll have a crisis of confidence, but then he'll meet like a good woman, and all of a sudden he's an excellent jet pilot or race car driver.
I've never seen Top Gun.
Or really?
Yeah.
You'd love Top Gun.
I think I would.
You really need to see that. But I think he's all right. I love
him for like all the stories you hear about him doing his own stunts and stuff. Like,
You were saying that you reckon that he was actually hanging onto a plane.
Well, I know in the last one he was actually hanging off the highest building in the world for a fact.
He would have been harnessed up though, wouldn't he?
He would have been harnessed up, but do you know what I mean, he's still hanging off a massive building.
I think if you get paid a hell of a lot of money, I think you should.
Yeah, can you do it on a Wednesday night in Stoke?
What's that?
It's Tom Cruise. Tom Seymour.
I'll tell you one thing when we're doing this podcast, I find it really, really weird. Is that I'll look up and I'll look
in
the mirror.
Can you hear it? Yeah, what's that? Vibrating.
I think it's your phone. Hashtag I'm working. Should we do this one live on air as well?
Yo, yo, yo. 1, 4, 8. 3 to the 3 to the 6 to the 9. Representing the ABQ. What up, bitch? Leave it to Tom.
Yeah, jump straight back in. Anyway.
Yeah, so, the thing that I find really weird when we're doing this is, like, I'll be talking, and I'll be looking at that microphone thing sometimes. Sometimes I'm not thinking about it. Other times I'll look up, and I'll see that massive mirror, and I'll just see Steph that's looking in the mirror, talking at us both through there. Look, she's always looking at us in there.
It's because I'm at this seat, and you two are, like, in your little cuddly lovers club, staring at each other's eyes. Then I'm... Not that I want to stare at either of your eyes, but, like, so it's sometimes easier to look at you both, because otherwise your head eclipses.
Look on the bright side of
my head.
Because
I always look at your little ear. Oh, I don't look at my ear. I'm going to put my hat on sideways.
Now when I look straight at your face, please look at me. It looks really strange. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite relaxing sometimes.
What do you mean it's relaxing?
Because it's quite intense between you two sometimes.
Is it?
So what if I'm like in this close and you guys are like going at it.
Teaming up.
Yeah. And then so I can just kind of watch from far away.
You make it sound like we sort of wrestle and kiss.
What? No, I didn't.
I thought you were gonna do a nice roundup about films or something, but you've just made it weird.
Well, no, you watched a film last night, didn't you? You hadn't seen before.
Chopper. Was that the film? Yeah.
Oh, you were calling Kev.
Chopper. Yeah, because I really liked Bronson, so I thought I'd watch Chopper. And it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I do like a bit of violence in films every now and again.
It's really good, isn't it? Like, yeah. he's really, really funny.
He's amazing.
Really funny.
Have you seen Bronson? Watch Bronson. Like, Tom Hardy is so funny and brilliant in that.
He must be quite young in that, or he must be quite old now. Because
Bronson was in the news today, ages ago, didn't they? Weirdly.
Yeah, although it's from something like 5 years ago.
Oh, right.
He's
covering himself in butter.
Didn't he die recently?
Bronson.
Charles Bronson's alive.
No, I'm thinking of Charles Manson.
Charles Bronson's the one that lives in Luton and covers himself in butter and like they can't get hold of him. He's like a slippery eel.
Have you seen the Bronson film?
I have, but ages ago.
Okay, well, the weird thing was about watching Chopper was afterwards we watched all these documentaries with the actual guy and I cannot believe how well Eric Bana is like the same person. Like, it's amazing.
Okay.
Like, who would, like, out of us, like, who do you think would fare best if we all got arrested today? What we get arrested for first?
Well, let's get our story straight.
when you say getting arrested, like,
have you ever been arrested before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never been arrested. I did once get told off by the police, and it was the scariest moment of my life. Like, I was brought up, I was a real scaredy cat. I was always really worried about like upsetting my mum and dad. And once we were like in a big group down the park. And they came over and was like, we've had some reports of people drinking and we genuinely were so nerdy, like we weren't doing that. And they separated us all and made us all walk off in different directions and I came home crying because I was terrified.
Did they make you walk the wrong way that wasn't towards your house?
I was in Clapham Common, like, and so that's quite far away from where my mum and dad live, like when you're a young child. And so I cried and then told my mum and I was like, they made me walk home all on my own. She was like, that's really dangerous.
Do you know what the police made me do once? Right? me and Jamie, like when we were like sort of 16, 17, we were walking back from the pub in Hitchin And we decided that we didn't want to go back to his, which was in Hitchin. We wanted to go back to mine in Stevenage, the other side of Stevenage, like nearly in Hertford and Ware. But we started walking, and the only way that I knew to go was the way that you would drive there, like down the A1. Turns out. So by this point, we'd already been walking for about an hour and a half. And we'd sort of like maybe like, I don't know, 500 metres down the A1, and the police sort of pulled us up and they were like, you can't walk on this. You're on a motorway. What are you doing? It's just like walking home. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't walk here. And I've kind of thought, they've got to drive to the next exit. That's kind of near where my house is. I was like, all right, you've got us. Like, let's go. And they're like, you're gonna have to jump over that fence. So like, what? And I looked, and you know the fence is in like Jurassic Park. Looked like it could have like withheld a Tyrannosaurus, and like Jamie, little fucking monkey boy, like just scooted on up it and over it, dropped down the other side. Come on then, like, you an idiot! I can't climb. I'm not designed for climbing. And it took me like 45 minutes to eventually get over. The police stayed there and watched the whole time, like laughing. And then we landed like on the other side, just in a nettle patch, like in a forest, like no idea where we were. And we had to walk back, and like we knew that if the A1 was going in this direction, we had to walk diagonal to it to get to my house. We found it about 5 hours later, and I had to go to work 45 minutes after that.
Ooh.
KFC.
One of my favourites was Chiller. One night we'd been out like absolutely smashed, and he was having a wee like in like a shop doorway. suddenly he had excuse me, son. He was like, look round, and a police car just pulled up while he was having a piss. He was like, you right? He was like, what are you doing? He was like, I was just having a quick wee. He's like, well, that's not the place to do it, is it? He was like, no. He was like, right. He said, what are you going to do about it? And Chiller said, well, what I'll probably do is come back down tomorrow with some Dettol and clean it up. He's like, that's right. He said, what are you going to do now? Chiller went, just going to go home and stay out of trouble. On your way, son.
Excellent.
Oh, dear.
So you wanted to see which one of us would fare best in prison?
I think it's definitely Owen.
You think I would fare best in prison?
There's only one way I can see that working.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I think we both know what Steph means.
Well, no,
I think you'd be like you'll be one of those ones where like the hard.
My mum's going to listen to this. What are you about to say?
The really hard one, like the big boss in the prison, like, and you'll be holding on to like his pocket, like walking around.
Who does that?
Like that.
Nah, I think I would make friends with everyone. That's what I think would happen. Yeah, I would just be all right. Like if ever there was trouble, I would just sing them Bob Marley. That was
just a cappella.
Yeah. I remember me and G, like, I
imagine it all kicking off. No,
me and G, like, we were driving back to our flat in Bulldog once, and I did a road rage. And it turned out there was like a 4-car convoy. They were mental. Like, did a handbrake turn in the road and he sort of followed us. We were like a minute from the house, so I quickly, like, drove back there and we ran upstairs and they all sort of came. We went and hid in the flat for a while and they were just there waiting. And, my plan was to get the guitar and go down and sing. And G didn't let me, but eventually they left.
Oh, I thought you were going to go down there.
No, but that was okay. That if ever there's like a bad situation,
go and sing Bob Marley.
One love. Don't worry.
How would you cope, Steph?
It would go one of two ways, because you know in my hatred of conflict, and if anything kicks off, like I'd either be a complete and utter doormat and it'd end really badly for me. Or I'm really good at making friends, like strangers like me. So I think I'd charm them.
Or what about you? Would you just grab the best three or four ones and then like
go off and start your own prison in the corner?
I'd do that thing, like that thing that you're always supposed to do, like just find the hardest one, punch him hard in the face, and then you're the boss. That's what I'd do.
What if he immediately gets back up and like punches you in the face?
I've never punched anyone as hard as I could because I know that I'd probably kill them.
Whoa!
I've never.
Is this a bit
anyone?
Like your Olympics thing?
Yeah. Can you enter the Olympics for punching?
Boxing, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to be a boxer when I was younger. Till I realised I had to take my top off. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'd probably all be all right in prison. As long as we're in the same one.
I don't...
Do we have to go to prison?
I'd rather not. I'd rather charm my way out of the arrest. No one...
Breakfast bag. Between as and when, you know.
Are we doing that thing already?
Yeah, that thing's
okay.
Started.
Okay, so we were looking at We were looking at things to talk about, and we decided around date conversations because we found some interesting. There's like a website out there for people who don't know what to say on dates.
How did we come across? How did we come across this website?
We were searching about topics to talk about.
We're scraping the barrel.
No, we weren't.
Okay.
and there was a website come up saying with topics to talk about on dates if you're a socially awkward person. So we're talking about if you'd ever had a really bad or awkward date.
Oh, and you must have had a few.
Not as far as I'm concerned. I remember when I was in my single phase, I was working at Norwich Union at the time, and there was a new girl started there, and she seemed very lovely, and we'd spoken on lunch a few times, and things were going really well, and she seemed like a really nice girl. And we decided to go to the cinema, Stevenage Leisure Park. I'm not a very prepared man. I didn't really know what was on. So I asked the man behind the thing, I was like, what would you recommend for us? And he was a French guy, weirdly. And he was like, oh, you need to see it. This film, it is a beautiful, really moving movie. He like really sold it. I was like his speech nearly gave me a tear. I was like, whoa. Went and sat down. What that film turned out to be was Green Street.
Just what you want on a... romantic date?
I had a similar one. I took a girl on a date, and mine wasn't as bad as yours because I went to see a film and it had a beautiful title. And I thought, oh, this will be nice. True Romance.
Oh, that's an amazing That's a good first date.
No,
I think that's a good test, though. Yeah. Like, Green Street is a bit aggressive for a first date.
Green Street is football hooliganism.
Yeah, whereas like True Romance, if they like that, they're a keeper.
Christian Slater. Patricia Arquette chick, that's a good one.
Yeah, people getting shot in the face. Like...
Yeah, but it's a really good film.
I'm not saying it's not, but I love that film.
I've got it on DVD, and I would say, like, after Point Break, it's one that which gets watched quite quickly into, it's one that I would recommend putting on. I also, with a different girl, who, we went to the cinema on a date, and we went to watch The Mummy Returns, which is fine.
Yeah.
What wasn't fine, which I thought was appropriate at the time, was that I really like cornflakes, and rather than buy popcorn, I brought a packet of cornflakes.
How old were you?
17.
Did you get a bucket and like?
So I took them out of the box, obviously. I just had them in the plastic bag. I had them like tucked in my jacket. I don't think I did the big reveal until we were in there.
Look what I've got.
I just sort of had them in there. She was like, I wonder what's in there. I wonder if it's something amazing. And I was like, cornflake?
Were they even crunchy nuts?
No, they were just standard cornflakes.
Bog standard cornflakes.
Yeah, she...
left?
She stayed, but I don't think she ate any of my cornflakes.
Oh, God.
What about you, Steph?
No, I don't really...
Tell us about this website that you were looking at.
Okay, so it had questions about things to ask on a first date. But my absolute favourite thing was, at the end of it all, it said, like, the main thing you need to learn is questions to ask, but you also need to learn when to stop. So just say, it's been lovely talking to you, and then fake faint until the person goes away. They don't leave.
What?
Like, why would you tell an awkward person this? But anyway, so I'll put the questions to you guys.
Okay.
What if you could have a superpower? That's the thing, right? A superpower?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a thing.
As in, like a country. Like America.
I'll go for Russia. Like,
is that the right thing, though?
Yeah, superpower.
Sounds really
like
weird.
Being
yeah.
able to fly.
What would it be?
Sausages for fingers. I'd like to be able to...
Would, like, say, not ageing be considered a superpower?
You'd like,
I'll
go
give
Benjamin Button.
It's not a superpower.
What do you mean? That'd be a... awesome power.
It's not superpower.
That'd be a genetic mutation, and we all know how you feel about those.
Yeah.
As long as it's not an aesthetic one.
What about this? Like, you can have the no aging thing.
Is your superpower cutting other people when they're
talking? Why does it always have to be like something really good, but something even worse?
Yeah.
Right. So you can have the you never age thing.
Okay, I'm in.
Right. Okay, but your fingernails and your toenails keep growing, but they're so hard you can never cut them.
Well, eventually I'd just be stuck, wouldn't I? I wouldn't be able to do anything. If we're talking about forever, they would just go round the world and I would be like, shit, what now?
Yeah, that's...
You take that?
I thought you were going to say something like, you can live forever, but like, the spiders get exponentially bigger like every 50 years or so.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
No, I'd die immediately.
Take my own life.
I was rewatching the E4 program Misfits last night because Will hadn't seen it, and I really liked it. And like one of the girl's powers is that she can hear what people think. And people always say, "Oh, I'd love to."
True Blood as well.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say, "I'd love to be able to like know what other people are thinking." I wouldn't.
No.
Like you just feel shit about yourself all the time. I think.
Definitely. It's like we had a conversation the other day where
because like you would, like if you've been rubbish and you kind of know you've been rubbish, but often people are polite, aren't they?
What are you referring to?
generally in life, if you've done something that was a bit shoddy, and like people are polite, and you kind of, it doesn't make you feel as bad. Whereas if you could hear them like going, "You absolutely, I can't believe you did this," it would make you try harder for next time. No. And I think that could only be
because
cool.
No, I was just gonna say it's stuff like it's like strangers' first impressions of you. So this girl, like everyone's like, "Oh, what a scumbag! Like she's really ugly." It's things like that.
Is she?
That it's a bit chavvy, but.
Why did you look at me when you said chavvy?
Because you said you'd seen it.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I don't think I'd like that, but I think ignorance is bliss.
See, definitely. I mean, so I said to you the other day when I did that gig, and like that guy came over to me afterwards, and he was like, "Absolutely loved it, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Loved it." I was like, "Oh, cool." He went, "Yeah, 99% of it." I was like, "Whoa." And he was like, "Yeah," he said that Green Day song, he said, "I wouldn't do that again." And all I wanted to do was rip his fucking head off. It's like, do you know what I mean? Either compliment me or don't compliment me. I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit, mate. And I hate that.
Do you don't think there's a time and a place for constructive... Maybe after a gig, isn't it?
But yeah, I think constructive criticism.
I
think it's
not
good.
Not from a punter.
I'd always rather know, though.
That's the opposite of what you just said.
No. I mean, in that situation, I'd rather know. If I played a gig and someone didn't like something, I'd rather know. Except for sometimes Will tells me he doesn't like stuff and I ignore him.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like with when it's music, it's his opinion, and it's like it's not everyone else's opinion, so it doesn't really matter what he says.
I have this thing like, you see that I don't think that would have bothered me as such, because I think I gauge on whether I've done a good job on how well I think I've done as a good job. Doesn't matter if there's 100 people going mental, I can still I will still know. Oh, I could have done better that night. I could have not gone out and got wasted the night before.
Yeah.
Or if there's like absolutely no one there, like sometimes I think, oh no, I did a good job, whether they enjoyed it or not. Like I did the best I could.
Okay.
And I don't think.
Yeah. Oh well, that's a shit superpower. Is my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that as a superpower. I guess just like being able to. Eat loads.
Oh, well, never. That's another would you rather, though.
If you could run really fast.
So what crime would you possibly combat with that, being able to eat loads?
You'd just be able to win, like, loads
of
players.
Who's your target villain with that?
I guess like, I'd like to be fast or fly, I guess.
I think flying's a good one. I'd like to be invisible.
Yeah. Not forever, though.
No, just at times if I need to be invisible.
Do you not think, but I worry that if you're invisible, it might like lead to that whole being up, because you wouldn't be able to hear what people are thinking. But if they didn't know you there, they might say things about you anyway. Might be the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, have we got any other questions?
I've got one on a different website. Okay. This is one of my favourite questions I've ever read. Would you rather have an animal best friend that could be any animal you choose, and it would be intelligent, it would speak to you, you can even ride it around town if it is large enough? Or be married to someone with a hot body.
Haven't we played this game before? Of would you rather marry like a hot moron or an intelligent, plain-looking person? No, yeah. Okay, no, it's a different question.
What is it? So what's the opposite? So if you're with this person with the hot body, like...
You're not allowed the best animal.
You don't have a pet.
That's a stupid...
But, like, if you've got a pet, then do you have, like, a really ugly wife? Like, what's the opposite of it?
I don't know.
I don't think there is an opposite.
Is it, like, would you rather have a really good friend or a really fit wife? Is that what the question is?
A really good friend that's a pet and can talk.
I'd definitely go for that.
I think I would, no matter how cool the pet was, I think at some point I would still look for some kind
You're
of
a
like.
Fucking idiot.
No, I would still, at some point in my life, I'd still so want shallow. Some kind of like human.
I think you're allowed other humans, just not the hottest one.
All right, so redefine it then. So you're saying, do you want a really cool pet and an ugly bird? or just a really hot girlfriend and a goldfish? Because. It's got to be a pretty cool dog, you know?
I would go for the animal every time.
I'd go for the animal every time.
Would you? Well, if it was, if you still get to have like a,
it could be a lion.
Imagine if you had a talking lion that you could ride around.
You'd be amazing. You'd think that that kind of thing would lead you to getting yourself a hot girlfriend, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
But if it wouldn't, then what would you talk about?
What, with a lion? Yeah. What wouldn't you talk about?
Yeah. You'd go around the world, like, with your average-looking partner.
You're like He-Man.
Making...
Okay, no, that's it. If you can have an average-looking partner, then I'm in.
Okay.
Animal all day long. It's just if it's like, you can have a really cool animal and be, what's that word that nuns are?
Celibate.
I was going to say incestuous. Celibate. It's been a long day. Or you can not have a pet, but you can have like a normal relationship, then that would be what I would have gone for.
Okay.
Stop doing that.
You ruined it.
Sorry. So what's your best... If you were going to have a normal pet, what would be your best one?
Thomas.
No, shut up. It's just a cat.
It's not just a cat, it's my
best. If you could have a pet that...
Probably, like a snow leopard, or... I think they're quite cute. Or...
They'll also rip your face off, though, won't they?
No, like, if you train them from when they're, like, little cubs. Blink of an eye. No. Like cats.
You have to say that, like, you know, we've got some sort of control over
it. Louise got me a lovely thing once for my
birthday. Oh, I saw that.
Birthday, yeah, I got to meet them and feed them and things.
They talk?
They didn't talk.
Imagine if they did.
There's monkeys that can nearly talk, isn't there?
Sign language.
No, there's, they're called... Oh, I'll have to think
of it. Thinking of humans.
No, there's, like, a community of monkeys that live, and they can... And they, like, they communicate, like, on a massive level. Bonobos, are they called?
Bonobos.
Yeah.
Made up word.
Bonobos? Are they a monkey?
Bonobos are a monkey.
Yeah, and I think they're, like, the closest thing to, like... You know, they're almost, like, stupid humans as opposed to being clever animals. That's how clever they
Would
are.
Would you have a pet shark?
I think with great power comes great responsibility. I don't know. What would I do with... Because the only place I would really, like, feasibly keep a shark would be, like, in a swimming pool. And
yeah.
Send out the wrong message if you've got a shark in a swimming Maybe. Pool. Maybe. I always wanted a flying squirrel.
Okay. Oh, have you ever seen Sugar Gliders?
No.
Oh, my God. Carry on talking. Sugar Gliders are the cutest things I've ever seen. I really want one.
You know how in podcasts normally we do sections?
This has gone on forever.
I think we've just let this run for 37 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure you pressed pause at some point.
No, I don't. Well, okay? not for a long time.
We need to get rid of this then.
I guess it doesn't.
Look at them. They're basically flying squirrels.
Whoa.
Oh, you
feed
good.
Them sugar and look how cute they are.
Can it fly though?
Yeah, it glides.
See, I would have one, like, just not in a cage or anything. I'd just have it about in my house and, like, and you just wouldn't know. Like, every now and then he might just fly into view.
My dad used to have a pig that lived in the house. Yeah. When he was in Ireland.
Did it eat his enemy's corpses?
No.
Okay. Yeah, like,
it was a pig. It used to live in the house.
Amazing.
And,
It wasn't called Kev, was it?
He used to have, like, they had, like, lino in their hallway. And the pig used to run when it used to go outside to play. It was basically like a dog. And it used to run when it used to go outside to play.
Does the story end up with a really nice roast dinner?
No. Good. And when it used to put its feet down to stop, and it would skid along the lino. So they had to put a cushion at the end of the lino, because it used to keep banging its head on the wall. So it would just go into the cushion, whoosh, and then, like, go outside and play.
I'd quite like a pet pig.
Yeah, I'd like a pet pig.
Oh, they're cute, but they get really big, don't they?
No, you get
little micro pigs.
Please tell me you've heard
of
micro pigs.
They make cocktail sausages.
have you go to the garden centre in Letchworth, they have micro pigs there.
Do they?
Yeah, they're really cute and they lick your hand like a dog.
Okay, I think if given the choice of having, like, a pig which was, like, equivalent to a dog or just a dog, I think I'd probably go for a dog.
I think most people would.
Yeah.
Go for a pig.
I wouldn't go for a pig because, I don't know. Number one, they're quite clever, aren't they?
Pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want a clever animal.
Well... Like, I think I'd feel bad about, like, leaving it knocking about and stuff if it was clever. Like, if it doesn't really know what's going on and it's just waiting for the
Dogs
next greatest
are
thing.
Dogs also pretty clever in that way. They get separation.
Yeah. See, I've fostered a dog before, and leaving it was the hardest thing in the world. I hated it. I'm not designed for pets. Like, I would want it to be an equal footing. Is that all the pets we've got?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to talk about now for the last section?
Have we started?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is it me talking?
Yeah, you, okay. You always do.
Thanks
the
for listening. Oh, yeah, I always do it really badly, though. Oh, why don't you try and wrap it up today? You've never done it.
Okay, we've got Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, search Breaking Bad. No.
It's not as hard as it is. No, it's harder than you think.
Oh, God. Yeah, Breakfast Bad. That's
Breakfast Bad, that's iTunes, Twitter.
Search us.
Grindr.
What?
LinkedIn. LinkedIn?
We should get a LinkedIn.
No, I'm not getting LinkedIn. Apparently you can't get linked out once you've been LinkedIn.
But you don't mind getting Grindr?
I don't know what Grindr is.
But you do. Anyway.
Cool. Okay, we'll see you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.